Hey, it's Cappy, and this is Beyond the Plate, Heard, the audio newsletter where I share what's on my plate, literally and figuratively. From culinary insights to restaurants and recipes, it's everything I'm seeing, tasting, and talking about in just a few minutes. This isn't a peer-reviewed culinary journal. It's just my take on what I'm into at the moment. So let's dive in, and I hope you all take something from my plate. All right, everyone, this is a good episode. I promise you there is some good stuff in here. And we are starting with an ingredient or product today. I know we usually start with a restaurant, but here we are. So first up is soy sauces. Yes, plural, not singular. I have two craft soy sauces to share. One I have tried and one I just learned about. First is Chef Liv's soy sauce. Chef Liv Wu has founded 3 cooking schools, written 2 books, and worked for 18 years as a food journalist, restaurant critic, and blogger for newspapers and magazines. If the name sounds familiar, her son is the very talented Chicago chef Erling Wu Bauer of Maxwell's Trading, incredible restaurant. Liv makes a delicate version and a finishing version, and the bottle I have in my fridge is a finishing soy, and it's really great stuff. It's a little bit richer than a soy sauce, you know, you're used to from an everyday grocer, and you just don't need to use that much of it because it's so delicate and clean and delicious. I kind of think of it as using regular salt versus finishing salt. Next is Heydo soy sauce. Heydo spelled H-E-Y-D-O-H. I recently saw this on a post from a food writer that I enjoy named Kevin Pang. Heydo is a single origin soy sauce made with Taiwanese whole black soybeans, and each bottle can be traced back to a single farm, which I thought was pretty cool. All 3 founders are Taiwanese, 2 live in Taiwan, and 1 is in New York. And I think the one that lives in New York is Clarissa Wei, who is a journalist and an award-winning author. Anyway, they also have 2 types, a classic and a silky. And the silky being a finishing soy like we spoke about before. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. Next is Motorino Restaurant. Motorino is a London Italian restaurant in, London. This restaurant has no relation to the Motorino in New York City or Hong Kong. I learned about this restaurant in our Beyond the Drink episode last week with Simon Ford, co-founder and co-creator of Ford's Gin. He was recently in London and raving about this meal he had. And Simon travels to some great cities and countries and eats well, so I trust his take. So this Motorino in London is a collab between Irish chef Luke Ahern and Stevie Parle. It's their joint vision of a modern London Italian restaurant. It's in the Fitzrovia district of central London, and it looks so delicious and making me want to go to all the restaurants that these two guys are associated with. Next up is not really one recipe, but many. It's actually a book called Cookies. Cookies is a new book from New York Times Cooking and curated by Vaughn Vreeland. If you don't know Vaughn, he's a writer, recipe developer, video series host, and producer for New York Times Cooking, and he's the co-creator of Cookie Week. Cookies, the book, is really an incredible collection of cookies and some other treats. There are classics, but there are also new, fun, creative cookies. And this book has recipes for a seasoned home cook, as well as beginners in the kitchen. How do I know all this? Well, I had the pleasure of moderating a conversation with Vaughn at the Bookseller Bookstore when he came through Chicago on book tour. And we will be airing that discussion as a live Beyond the Plate episode this coming Wednesday. So Cookies is a great book to add to your collection and a great gift for someone who loves to bake. And of course, I'll share the link to the book in the show notes. Next up is Chicago Chefs Cook. Chicago Chefs Cook is a nonprofit that brings together Chicagoland chefs to raise money for humanitarian causes, both locally and globally as well. I always say we started Beyond the Plate podcast to shine a light on the generosity of the culinary community, and this nonprofit is really the epitome of that. If you are a chef in Chicago, you know about this organization. Some of their events have included Chicago Chefs Cook for Ukraine, Chicago Chefs Cook for Puerto Rico, Chicago Chefs Cook for Los Angeles. You get the picture. I was recently reminded of this organization when I saw a social media post from Galit and Cafe Yaya related to a new campaign called Eat Near, Eat Here, which is setting out to lift up local restaurants around the city. So check out Chicago Chefs Cook. Next up is The Taste Curators. The Taste Curators are a wife duo, Lish Styling and Abby Cook, who showcase connections between food, fashion, and color. What does that mean? So, I know Lish from the food world, and she is not only very funny, but a really talented cook. She worked with Giada De Laurentiis for many years, and she has her own cookbook and just knows her stuff. And her wife, Abby, has worked deep in the lifestyle, fashion, trend space. So together, they do a lot of things. They do collabs and events and classes. But what I wanted to shout out was a cookbook series they have called Palette Palette. Get it? Like art palette and mouth palette. Basically, they combine their knowledge of food and design, more specifically colors. So one book is a purple cookbook, one is a red cookbook, one is yellow, you get it. And they're really beautiful books. I ordered them myself, and they're a great holiday gift for someone who isn't a food and fashion. And these aren't any recipes. Lish knows her stuff. So check out The Taste Curators and their cookbook series, Palette Palette. Next up is Hedley & Bennett's new corduroy collection. Okay, Hedley & Bennett is an apron and kitchen gear company out of LA. It was started in 2012 and founded by Ellen Bennett to be really the best looking aprons, but also be super functional and super comfortable. Ellen, who is a fireball of energy and a collab queen, cooked in great kitchens in Los Angeles. And if she sounds familiar to you as a listener, I served on the PepsiCo Foods Culinary Advisory Board with her, and we did a fun bonus episode with her last season. So, the corduroy collection. These really caught my eye because I think it's a brilliant idea, and they are just really good looking aprons. Not to mention, I have a running joke with my older brother who actually tried to coin a national corduroy day back in the 90s. Bad news for my brother, there has since been one that was established. Nonetheless, check out the corduroy collection of aprons. Great gift for the holidays too. One last thing before I leave you, sharpen your knives, people. Yes, I'm yelling at you. Thanksgiving is this week, and you don't want to get caught with dull knives. There's nothing worse in the kitchen, and it's actually easier to cut yourself with a dull knife than a sharp knife, because the knife can slip off whatever you're cutting, an onion, celery, crispy turkey skin. Just sharpen them. Depending on how often you use them, sharpen them at least a couple times a year. You will be happier in the kitchen. So you can find the closest knife sharpening shop to you, or here's a little hot tip. Call a local shoe cobbler if you have one and ask if they sharpen knives. Many of them do, and they do a really good job. All right, happy holidays, and you're welcome. Thanks for listening to Herd, a production of Beyond the Plate. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. If you like this, then tap the follow button and tune in for more Herd, where I share what I'm seeing, tasting, and loving lately in food and hospitality. And if your friends and family may enjoy it, I hope you'll share it with them. Until next time.